Thank you everyone for joining us this morning for the Energy Storage Engagement and Progress Update session. I'm just going to be going over a few housekeeping items before I hand it over to Nicole LeBlanc, our Director of Markets and Tariff, who's going to be kicking off the session for us. So thanks very much everybody again for joining us. So Louise, just we'll head on to the next slide. First off, I'd just like to say that an audio recording of the first part of this session will be posted on the ISO website. The information presented in the second part of the session is related to ISO rule development, and as such, meeting minutes of the second part of the session will be prepared by ISO staff and made available on the ISO website. For those of you familiar with the ISO rule development process, meeting minutes will be prepared. Just to help ensure that your remarks are correctly attributed to your organization, please state your name and organization before making your comment. I'll make a few reminders throughout the presentation, but we just ask as a reminder to state your organization. And just on to the next slide, Louise. Thank you. As for how you'll participate today, I'm sure many of you are familiar with our Zoom sessions, but all attendees are joining the webinar in listen-only mode, and we have turned your cameras off and we have your microphones muted. There are plenty of ways that you can still participate in today's session, and we hope that you do. There are two main ways that you can ask questions if you're accessing the webinar using your computer or smartphone. If you would like to ask a question during the Q&A portions of today's session, you can click the hand icon to raise your hand, and one of the hosts will see and will ask you to unmute your microphone. Your name will appear on screen, but your camera will remain turned off. You can also ask questions by typing them into the Q&A window, at which point you can also upvote questions. If one that you had wanted to ask had already been asked, you can upvote that, and that will rise to the top and we'll be able to see that. And just on to the next couple of slides, we see a few more instructions if you're logging on through different devices, including a 2-in-1 or smartphone. If you are logging on through, or if you are phoning in today, you can raise your hand by hitting *9 and we'll be able to see that you've asked a question, and then we'll get you to unmute your microphone and ask your question live. Throughout the presentation, we may ask you to clarify your question if you typed a question in the Q&A box. So if we do call on you you don't mind asking your question live, we do appreciate, again, that you state your organization and your name before you ask your question. So again, thank you so much for joining us today. Your participation is incredibly valuable to our engagement process at the ISO, and we're glad you're able to make it to learn more about our energy storage initiative. So with that, I will pass it over to Nicole, who will kick off the session for us. Over to you, Nicole.
Morning, everybody. Looking at the list of participants, we got a pretty large group here today, over 100 folks. Lots of familiar names or faces, we'll say, and some that are new. So starting with introductions. I'm Nicole LeBlanc, Director of Markets and Tariff. I'm leading the markets team as we're looking through how to ensure long-term integration of energy storage in the market, as well as leading the tariff aspects of energy storage tariff treatment. On the call here today, you've already, we'll say, met Christine. Christine will be really facilitating our session through the day, helping us go through questions and respond to them in a manner that aligns with kind of the layout of the session. Later on in the session, Rupa Louisant and Steve Waller, they'll be leading the presentation around energy storage market participation. And we'll be looking forward to address any questions or hear any feedback you have there. And then some other folks that you'll see online here on the ISO side that are really supporting us behind the scenes. We are really looking to provide today an update around the energy storage roadmap activities, something that we have done kind of on a quarterly basis for the past year. So want to provide some information around that and then switch into a more, I'd say, in-depth engagement discussion around the long-term energy storage market participation. We've designed the agenda today in the session really to try and achieve those two objectives in line with our stakeholder engagement framework of providing information and then also providing clarity around where we want to engage. As Christine mentioned, the second part of the morning, we are shifting into what is really an ISO rules engagement, as the ISO has, flagged or initiated the rule amendment process with the release of our energy storage market participation paper, as we do expect that it could lead to some rule changes. We released the paper last week with the intent of providing kind of a bit of in-depth information so that you could, for those that were able to, have a read, understand what we're thinking from options and the trade-off of the options, as well as the recommendation that the draft recommendation that we've landed on. And we look to share information about that recommendation today, address any clarifying questions that you have, really look to build a shared understanding about what are the issues that we're seeing and what are the solutions or the options that we are recommending we put in place to address them. We're looking to hear any kind of initial feedback that you have with us to share with us today, but also acknowledge there'll be the written format following this session where you can provide written feedback. We are seeking feedback on a number of things. First being the scope of the rule engagement and the consultation process that we intend to follow. Second, or also the recommendations themselves of if you feel like they are meeting the objectives or if we've missed anything in the development of the recommendations. And finally, a consideration of the prioritization for these market design changes. We think overall the recommendations are, I would say, not foundationally or fundamentally changing how we expected energy storage to participate in the market through our short-term recommendations. So it kind of leaves us with the question, well, how important or what priority should we be putting to the actual rule changes? And we look for your input on that. Before I switch into the update, I think just as with the big focus being around the energy storage market participation piece, I do want to give a couple opening remarks around how we've really looked at this problem or this issue. And so ISO views the energy and the AS markets as really the means by which we leverage competition or competitive pressures from market players to deliver reliable outcomes for Alberta. And so as we've been looking at long-term participation of energy storage in the markets, we're really looking through the lens of how do we lower barriers or remove any constraints to energy storage participation in the current rule design. How do we provide clarity or increase clarity of how the assets will need to participate in the market and do that in a way that will allow them to operate in a manner that supports reliability and facilitates FEOC outcomes. We think our long-term recommendation balances a few aspects. It really leverages the aspects of the current market design quite well. It's been designed in a way to cover a broad range of storage technologies with the intent of kind of making the changes to accommodate as many types of configurations or technologies so that we don't have to come back and address incremental rule changes every time there's kind of a new configuration. We're really looking to bring clarity around what the expectations are for storage operation in the market and give clarity around what the requirements are for participation and all, as I said, in a way that supports FEOC and reliability. But we're here to make sure that there's clarity and understanding around what we're putting forward and then gather input and feedback of where you may have felt we missed the mark in any of those aspects. And that's really, besides those introductory remarks, the other comment around the agenda, would be, we have slotted a break for after the update in the agenda listed here, but if the update goes fairly quickly, the timing of the break may be more flexible and depends on kind of when is the best time to take a breather sort of in the middle of the session. So there's the possibility that it would actually be happening around 10, 10:30, wherever there might be a natural break point within the market participation discussion. And with that, I think I'll shift into the update, unless Christine, you tell me I missed anything in those remarks.
No, that was good, Nicole, and no questions so far, so you can carry on.
Okay. The ISO has been progressing its energy storage roadmap cross-functionally for a year and a half or so now. I'm here providing the update for this session, and really just wanted to make sure that we're keeping the industry appraised of the progress that we're making. And I'll go through the update maybe fairly quickly and open it up for a few questions at the end of the update, but acknowledge that some of the more detailed or technical questions we may ask you to submit in written form, but we'll see how it goes. Shifting into what's new since October, starting with a highlight around active connection projects, three projects, two of which are listed here. The three storage projects were added to the system in 2020. So that's kind of an aspect showing that we are seeing energy storage progress and develop in the province. And then also looking forward, there's continues to be a suite of projects that are looking to develop in the province, and they are listed out here. Maybe noteworthy is there has been a pretty substantially sized addition added to the list. And if you're interested in following these projects, you can get information on the ISO's project list. Switching into the Energy Storage Learning Forum. For those of you that aren't aware, ISO initiated this learning forum, which is made up of members that cover a range of industry representatives. We're meeting periodically as a group to investigate topics that the group and the ISO identified as areas where there's opportunity for the ISO and the industry to learn and explore together. The last session was held in November. The topics that were explored are listed on the slide here. If we switch to the next slide, the next session is scheduled for March 19th, where we'll be exploring economic modeling of energy storage projects, learnings for commissioning projects, and process efficiencies within the process. While the meetings are made up of members, all the materials and a session summary are posted onto the webpage. So for anyone that's interested in learning more about the discussion or the topics that are discussed at those meetings, that's available to you on our webpage. Now, as we look forward into really the next 12 months, this format is a little bit familiar to everyone, as we have been releasing it periodically for the energy storage roadmap. So in the first two areas here, we've got our updates and the Energy Storage Learning Forum, which are happening periodically. We are looking to keep the industry informed of our progress, but also in a way that's meaningful and a good use of your time. So our updates will constantly be evaluating, should those be done in person, or can they be partnered with another topic like we're doing here today, or is it better suited as just a written update? And that's something we'll continue to evaluate. Shifting into the long-term, still staying there, Luis. That covered off education and awareness, but shifting into the long-term pieces, across the list here, you'll see or down the list, ISO tariff design. I'll talk about that a little bit more in a few minutes. Forecasting, planning, and markets reports. This is really kind of some cross-functional internal work that the ISO needs to do to be able to forecast and model energy storage to support our planning activities and exploring what how market reports may need to change with this new technology type. The group is looking to identify if there are any rule changes that would have to occur, and we would look to include them as part of the full package. Configuration, qualification, and connection requirements. I'd say this is an area where we're learning, learning and growing or applying the learnings through each energy storage project that is added to the queue, and we work through what its connection looks like, and continuing to develop there. Market participation is what we're talking about here today. And then operations is another area that I think it's a cross-functional team internally that's looking to understand how our processes, our tools, our systems may need to change and adapt to incorporate energy storage. But we did make some good progress in 2020 with some system changes that were needed to model energy storage in the EMS. I don't know what EMS stands for. Okay, next slide. I think this really... I think I covered this in the fact that energy storage as we look across our business or ISO's mandate, it touches many aspects of our business. And so we have a pretty large cross-functional team looking to understand where the implications are and how do we address them and how do they interrelate with each other. When it comes to the external aspects, the authoritative documents are the, I think, the place where the, I guess, the rubber hits the road for market participants as well as the connection aspects. And we're here to talk about the authoritative document or the market participation piece in a lot more detail. And we're really leveraging what we've learned through the short-term implementation to help us understand where the pinch points are and what needs to be addressed. If we could keep going to the next slide. So shifting topics a little bit here. Many of you are likely aware that we had a frequency issue on Sunday, and that's not the topic that we're looking to discuss here as we talk about fast frequency response. But we do acknowledge that it's a very important aspect to reliability market operations. And the ISO does have a session planned for March 9th, where there will be more information shared around the frequency excursions that we've experienced, what we've learned around drivers behind them and solutions to address them. Separate and apart from that, though, prior to the recent events, the ISO had been exploring, if we could go to the next slide, a pilot to explore different ways of getting some fast frequency response. So going beyond the LSSI procurement and looking at new other types of technology that might be able to provide the fast frequency response. And this was something we have flagged in past updates, and I just want to touch on some of the key highlights and then share a bit more information. So really, we're running this pilot to understand and confirm the capability of new types of technologies that could provide fast frequency response service and understand what operation looks like when a party may be providing this service as well as also operating in the energy and the AS market. And so the pilot is really we're exploring it to be a learning opportunity. We're progressing it within the current rule book, which means there is the need to explore possible forbearance to rules if the pilot is not, the operation of the pilot is not completely aligning with them. And that's why we're working with the MSA on that. What we're looking to explore is 20 to 40 megawatts of fast frequency response from a couple of providers. The procurement will be a single stage If we go to the next slide, I'm just going to touch on really highlights, because we have, this is really repeat, it was something that we provided in our last update. Eligibility requirements are listed out here. Technical requirements are listed in the next slide, which you can take a look at. If we could keep it going, Luis, the parts I want to highlight really gets into the timeline information that we now have available to share. So the ISO will be launching the competition by Q2 2021 with the intent of awarding to the successful proponent by mid-2021. And we're expecting it to be a 12-month service period. That's really the update that I have to share. And if you switch over to the next slide, the parties that are interested in getting involved in this pilot should be watching our webpage and the newsletter for more information. There's also a link here that's included to really where the information will be loaded up to. And then if you have more direct questions that we're not able to get to today, they can be sent to the email that's listed here. So that's the touching on the highlights for the pilot. Switching over into interrelated initiatives, tariff design, we recognize that tariff design is an important consideration for energy storage projects, especially those that are going to be standalone, where it's an important cost consideration for input costs for their economics. And we look to you to engage in the Balkan regional engagement that we're running, where we are also, besides looking at Balkan regional rates, we're also considering how does energy storage treatment have to fit within the overall rate design. We left off the engagement in December, kind of looping back with stakeholders around everything we'd heard from them and the insights we'd gained from their proposals. We've been working hard internally to come up with our preferred rate design. And at this, we will be releasing that information prior to our March 25th session. And March 25th will be a pretty in-depth day where we'll go through the preferred rate design, including energy storage treatment, with stakeholders. We'll also be talking about rate impacts and how any mitigations that we're applying to achieve minimal disruption. Following the session on the 25th, we'll also have some in-depth discussions around the bill impact tool that we'll be developing so that parties can understand what the new rate design will mean to their bill, and open to having some one-on-one conversations to make sure that to address clarifying questions around the tool or rate impacts with parties, and then continue on with the process, engagement process, with the intent of filing an application in June of 2021 with the commission. And that's the next steps, and I think we touched on many of them. There's a energy storage learning forum coming up in March. We'll follow up on an update from the overall roadmap. The plan would be in May. We've got the market participation discussion that we're having here, as well as the rule engagement process that we're progressing with that, as well as the tariff piece. I'll pause here to take any questions there might be around the update that I'm able to address, acknowledging that if there might be some we have to take away or take back to the team if they get too detailed or too technical, before we shift to the market participation piece.